I want you to think with me for a minute. Think about a blind man. The blind man relies completely on his guide. The guide tells him and helps him get across the street and helps him get from place to place. If his guide says there's a cliff on the right, don't go there, he's not going to say, I think you're lying to me, let's test that. He's going to listen to him and trust him. We need to have complete faith in our guide, the Bible. Because the second we try and use our sight, we will stumble. We need to walk by faith instead of sight, as 2 Corinthians 5:7 talks about. We're going to talk about that subject, and we're going to go over a few points. We're going to talk about the things that man sees when they walk by sight. We're going to talk about some of the things that man understands when he walks by faith. We're also going to look at a few ways that we can better our walk in the faith. First, the things that man sees when they walk by sight. Man believes in a thing called hedonism. Hedonism is whatever brings the most pleasure is what that person thinks is right. When I look at our generation, we're a prime example of this thought. They think it's okay to steal, to lie, to drink, or to do drugs. They think it's okay to curse and say the Lord's name in vain. They do that because it brings them pleasure. Aside from hedonism, they do what suits them the best. They say, worship on Saturday is all right. You know, I won't be able to make it tomorrow, so let's just have it on Saturday. Or even taking the Lord's Supper once a month. You know, I won't be able to make it tomorrow to have the Lord's Supper, so let's just make this a monthly thing to make it more convenient for everyone. It's not man's choice to do that. Colossians 3, verse 2 says, set your mind on things above and not things of the earth. We also see in 2 Corinthians 4, verses 16 through 18, it talks about we need to look at things not seen instead of those that you can see. Though man sees these things, when we walk by faith, we understand other things. We get this understanding from the Bible in Psalm 119:104 talks about. And how, unlike hedonism, we believe in what God says. As Proverbs 20 verse 1 says, wine is a mocker. And the NIV says, beer is a brawler. Revelations 21:8 talks about how liars will have their place in the lake which burns of fire and brimstone. Matthew 19, verse 18 says, thou shalt not steal. Matthew 26, verse 74 says, gives the illustration of Peter when he's denying Jesus and how he's cursing and yelling and to the point where he is ashamed. But not just in Jesus was ashamed. When we walk by faith, we also understand the aspects of worship. Instead of partaking of the Lord's Supper just once a month, as we're commanded in Acts 20, verse 7, to go on the first day of every week to partake of the Lord's Supper, as well as coming together on the first day of the week, not choosing a more convenient time to worship, like Saturday. But I think one of the more wonderful things about walking by faith as we understand the reward. Hebrews 11:6 says, those who diligently seek will have reward. And let me tell you, that reward is going to be magnificent. That reward is going to be beautiful. And that reward is going to be unfathomable. Revelations 21, verse 18, gives us a little bit of an illustration, if you turn there with me. Shows of a few things that we can expect when we get there. It's Revelation 21, verse 18. It says, the construction of its wall was of jasper, and the city of pure gold, like clear glass. That's magnificent, if I've ever heard it. But now that we've seen the two sides of what man sees, and then what we see when we walk by faith, how can we better our walk in the faith? Well, we can grow in knowledge. Romans 10:17 says, faith comes from hearing, and hearing the word of God. We can also be like the Bereans. When Paul was teaching them, they would look back at the things that he said and double check them. He would make sure that what he was saying was true. They would make sure what he was saying was in the Bible. We can also be like Jesus. We need to change our attitude to be more like him. We need to have a working attitude, as Galatians 5 verse 6 talks about. We need to be serving instead of receiving. And last, we can walk in the light as he is in the light, as 1 John 1 and 7 talks about. As I close, I want to remind you of that blind man. That blind man could only walk by faith. There was no other way for him. We are blind. And without our guide, the Bible, we will stumble. It's not a matter of, oh, I might stumble. It's more a matter of when are we going to stumble. We need to do what 2 Corinthians 5 verse 7 says and walk by faith instead of sight.